This election year, WPR is asking people what elected officials could do to improve their communities. One audience member said expanding Medicaid is a top issue for her because she believes it will help people with disabilities find and keep support workers. As Bridget Bowden reports, people across caregiving professions are looking for solutions to healthcare accessibility and affordability.
Kareen Hendrickson runs a daycare out of her home in New Glarus. On a recent Friday morning, she's helping a student clean up toys.
Can you put the rocks in the bucket?
Put it in the bucket.
Yep, the rocks, just the rocks.
The childcare industry is in crisis, she says, and one piece of that is healthcare. She says it's extremely rare for childcare providers to get health insurance through their employer. She gets hers from her husband's job.
And so in my industry, there's a lot of us in family childcare especially, we don't have health insurance if our spouse doesn't have health insurance. Some of us are locked into marriages because we need that health insurance.
She says some find plans on the state's health insurance marketplace, and others get coverage through Medicaid. Beth Swedeen is executive director for the Wisconsin Board for People with Developmental Disabilities.
Many people who are caregivers are reliant on government programs themselves because they are really the working poor.
According to the Kaiser Family Foundation, home health care and child daycare are both in the top 10 industries with the largest number of working Medicaid enrollees. To qualify for Wisconsin's largest Medicaid program, known as Badger Care Plus, you have to earn at or below the federal poverty line, which is about $1,200 a month for a one-person household. Swedeen says that's an issue for some caregivers.
We know that some workers, quite a few workers, are only working a certain number of hours a week because they will lose their Medicaid health insurance, which is the only health insurance they can get and afford if they work more hours.
Kaylin Neustifter has seen this happen. She's the assistant director at Keemsie Castle Daycare in Oshkosh and says some of their staff have to limit their hours in order to stay on Badger Care.
That affects this, like the business in general, because you're having people who are like, sorry, I can only work 3 days a week because otherwise I'll go over the amount.
Neustifter makes too much to qualify for Badger Care and chooses to go without insurance except for family planning coverage. She and the center's director, Sierra Kramer, say lack of affordable health care is part of why they're having a hard time recruiting and keeping teachers.
Daycare, it's just not one of those things where you're getting like crazy high wages anyways. So it's already kind of like
hard to believe that we wouldn't qualify or
we'd have to make even less.
Wisconsin is one of 10 states that haven't accepted federal money to expand Medicaid. If it did, those earning up to 138% of the federal poverty level could get Badger Care. Some say that would allow caregivers to work more without worrying about losing their health insurance. Democratic Governor Tony Evers has proposed expanding Medicaid, but Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says it's a non-starter. He says people at or under the federal poverty rate can already get coverage through Medicaid, which isn't the case in other states. Robin Rudowitz directs the Kaiser Family Foundation's program on Medicaid and the uninsured. She says many people who make too much for Badger Care should qualify for subsidized plans through the marketplace.
Many individuals in that income band are eligible for comprehensive coverage with zero premium, but there may be some additional out-of-pocket costs that could be different than Medicaid coverage.
But Rudowitz says there can be barriers, and data shows 35% of uninsured people nationwide are eligible for those subsidized plans. Kaitlin Neustifter in Oshkosh has looked into the marketplace, but says the process was too chaotic.
Felt like I was getting stuff sent to me from all different places, so then I was like, I'm just going to back off on that. I don't need it right now. That's fine. I also just don't go to the doctor unless I feel something is super necessary, and I'm pretty lucky, like, on health.
WPR also spoke with caregivers who say marketplace plans work well for their needs. Still, they say people in these industries deserve better options, and that will be on their minds as they decide who to vote for this year. Bridget Bowden, Wisconsin Public Radio.
This election year, WPR is focused on learning what Wisconsinites want to hear from candidates. Tell us what issue is most impacting you and your community at wpr.org/election2024.